If you appreciate Issues Etc., our 24/7 music and talk stations, and our daily verse-by-verse Bible study, The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, please include a bequest in your will or trust for these worldwide media resources. Bequests aren't subject to federal tax or capital gains taxes. Ensure your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren the opportunity to listen by including a bequest in your will or trust for Issues Etc., Lutheran Public Radio, and The Word of the Lord Endures Forever.
There's a chapel in Kansas, standing on the exact center of the lower 48. It never closes. All are more than welcome to come meet here in the middle. It's no secret. The middle has been a hard place to get to lately. Between red and blue, between servant and citizen, between our freedom and our fear. Now, fear has never been the best of who we are. And as for freedom, it's not the property of just the fortunate few. It belongs to us all, whoever you are, wherever you're from. It's what connects us, and we need that connection. We need the middle. We just have to remember the very soil we stand on is common ground. So we can get there. We can make it to the mountaintop, through the desert, and we will cross this divide. Our light has always found its way through the darkness, and there's hope on the road up ahead.
That's the voice of Bruce Springsteen in a Jeep Super Bowl ad called The Middle. It ended oddly with a picture of the United States, the familiar picture of the outline of the lower 48, with the words, "The Reunited States of America." Here's to the Reunited States of America there. Now, the left says it is white privilege being on display, and the right says, what were they trying to do? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're going to be talking about the Jeep Super Bowl ad called The Middle. Molly Hemingway joins us. She's a Fox News contributor, senior editor of The Federalist, and co-author of the book Justice on Trial, and a recent column titled The Three Worst Things About That Terrible Jeep Super Bowl Ad. Molly, welcome back.
Great to be here with you.
What was Jeep trying to do?
I think that the message that they were aiming for is a wonderful message about setting aside division and coming together as Americans with different political views. This is a very important thing for a healthy republic and something that we used to be able to do and that has been increasingly breaking down in recent years. So I think the message was good, that people should be able to meet in the middle and think about what we share together.
Of all of the things that struck you about this particular ad, what was it that you found most disturbing or disquieting?
Well, the aim might have been good. The execution was horrible. And I think there were a few different reasons. And the first one that comes to mind is that they had Bruce Springsteen narrate it. Now, Bruce Springsteen is a very popular musician. He's been popular for a very long period of time. He's extremely wealthy and elite and very liberal. He has gotten increasingly shrill in his politics in recent years. You know, you might remember that he was very opposed to Ronald Reagan or George H.W. Bush, but things really took off when he fought George W. Bush and said, you know, histrionic things about how awful he was, how much he was destroying the country. And he campaigned for President Obama and John Kerry and Joe Biden. And so he's just not qualified to give a message about meeting in the middle when a few weeks ago he was dropping F-bombs about Republicans and saying that there needed to be an exorcism in the Capitol. You know, really, really elevated rhetoric that makes him the wrong messenger for something about the importance of meeting in the middle.
So had it been Tom Hanks or someone like that who may privately lean one direction or the other but has kind of that apolitical personality, it might have been better for you.
That would have been better, but that still would be a problem in that he is also aligned with Democratic politics. Perhaps there would be a military hero or maybe someone who's not a celebrity who could just make the message. An average American might have been better. Jeep used to be known as American company. It's not so American anymore, but they had many opportunities that they missed there.
Well, the optics were very strange, especially when they went to the interior of this chapel that sits at the center of the United States. What did you see there?
So the chapel that they began with is, it sits in the center of the continental United States. So that is an actual important an important point. And it's a very tiny chapel. It seats about six people. And it seems to have a very civil religion feel to it. It has a cross over a map of the United States, and then the map is painted like the American flag. And it was pretty particular religious imagery, again, for a message about meeting in the middle, as if that wouldn't exclude people of different religious settings. And, you know, it seemed to make Christianity, the ad says something about how everyone's welcome at that chapel, and I'm sure that's true. And of course, that would be very true of Christianity in general, but it seemed to kind of miss that not everybody in this country is united on shared religious beliefs.
Some on the left were noting this morning that they thought that that imagery of the chapel was promoting Christian nationalism and maybe even Bruce Springsteen's own white privilege. What are your thoughts there?
There was a lot of pushback on the left about just those things. There has been a flurry of writing about Christian nationalism, which I don't quite understand what they're getting at there, but has become kind of a buzzword that people on the left are using. On the right, you heard people say that it looked like Jeep was using their religion and God to mock them. And so whether it was left or right, the religious imagery just didn't work. There was also later in the ad, Bruce Springsteen narrates something about making it to the mountaintop, you know, going through the desert, crossing the divide. It felt like Old Testament language about Jews making it to the promised land. And again, religious imagery can be very moving and profound. Abraham Lincoln used it all the time when he was trying to unite the country, but it has to be based in something more than platitudes.
What about the card at the end with the outline of the United States and superimposed over it, to the reunited states of America?
So it ends with this, you know, grainy map that I mentioned before, that it was the continental U.S. that this chapel is in the center of. But in this map, they totally removed the upper peninsula of Michigan, which is a weird thing since I think Jeep is even made somewhere in that region. And they totally, you know, lopped off a good portion of the state of Michigan. But yeah, it says to the reunited states of America. And then there's a big red star. Now, I'm assuming people understand the red star is a communist symbol historically, more recently associated with socialism and anarchy. So it's not quite the image you want for shared American values. But then the phrase itself, to the reunited states of America. Well, why are we reunited right now? The suggestion from strong Biden campaign supporter Bruce Springsteen is that we weren't reunited when we had a Republican president, but now that we have a Democrat president, we're reunited. So we could spend 4 years being in the resistance, calling all Republican voters horrible names, saying that they didn't have a legitimate leader of the country. But then once Biden is heaved over the finish line, well, now we can say we're reunited and that everybody must compromise to the left to be united or reunited. And so it's very, you know, it has a very propagandistic feel to the language on what should have been a unifying message.
Of course, all these things are not without context, because there's been a lot of talk of unity, but in what President Biden has actually been doing and enacting in the last several weeks, he does not appear to want to meet anyone in the middle, does he?
Once he was elected, he asked the media to put forth the message that he was the unifier, and they all dutifully did that. You know, he was giving remarks about how he's unifying, and they said, oh, see, we're all unified now. At the same time, he has put forth so many extreme executive orders, you know, sometimes dealing with the toughest issues in the country, such as whether men should be allowed on women's sports teams if they claim to be women. I mean, that's not unifying. That I can't think of something less unifying than by executive fiat ordering that girls have to have boys on their teams. Things like that, or, you know, dealing with the issue of transgender issues in the military, taxes, minimum wage, banning the Keystone Pipeline and putting thousands of people out of work. These aren't unifying things. And you know, it is his prerogative, perhaps, as president to do some of these things. But the language we use to characterize that is false if we claim that it's unifying, when in fact it's very divisive.
How do you think it's going to wear with about a minute here? Because these ads don't just appear on the Super Bowl, they are launched on the Super Bowl and then go into high rotation. How do you think it's going to age?
Well, they did a very good public relations rollout. They had very favorable coverage from corporate media, big media, which tends to be more on the left. Those leftist outlets failed to mention Bruce Springsteen's political leanings. And so I could see the ad faring all right with a less informed audience. The message, as we mentioned at the beginning of this, is a good one about finding common ground and shared values as Americans. On the other hand, it seemed even immediately that it had received extremely negative feedback from both left and especially on the right, who found it offensive to act like someone like Bruce Springsteen, this wealthy elite guy who hates Republicans, could lecture to them about the need to unify. Jeep has a careful branding problem already in that it used to be an American company and is much less so now. The culture of that community is strong and traditionally more to the right, so I could see them having some trouble with their regular class of customers as well.
Molly Hemingway is a Fox News contributor. She is senior editor of The Federalist and co-author of the book Justice on Trial, and a recent column titled The Three Worst Things About That Terrible Jeep Super Bowl Ad. You can read it on the Talk on Demand archives page at issuesetc.org. Molly, thanks again.
Thank you.
On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about a Supreme Court ruling on California's worship restrictions. Not a complete decision, but at least partly a decision that may indicate where the Supreme Court wants to go as they continue to hear the many issues surrounding worship restrictions, even singing on Sunday morning and chanting on Sunday morning. Matt Staver of the Liberty Council will be our guest.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we're moving on through St. Matthew with Jesus foretelling Peter's denial, prayer in Gethsemane, betrayal and arrest, Jesus before Caiaphas, and Peter's denial. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or on your favorite podcast provider.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's classical Christian curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR21. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.